Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I think you could say, here come the jesters when you and I start talking, buddy. Kind of like to joke a little bit.
I got a touch of a sarcasm and a little cynicism going on here.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's an exciting time for everybody, all the youngsters.
You could definitely call me a fool every now and then, that's for sure.
Oh, I love playing the fool, and I have no problem leaning into stuff, you know? I have no problem leaning into, you believe this stupid thing? Let's go for it. Let's lean into it and suppose that and go with that. Let's hear you talk it through. And most of the time it goes to change the subject.
A lot of the times that is the case, Brian, and it's just it's an interesting...
Which is kind of what's happening with Tim Michaels when he found out he was lying.
Well, the Tim Michaels one, this is an interesting headline because I think it shouldn't honestly be that big of a story, but it's kind of just par for the course for the Michaels campaign at this point because he's trying to be an empty suit. He wants to play
both sides.
Normally
this is a bad thing to do.
He wants conservative voters in the Republican primary to believe that he's this some kind of ultra-conservative Trump-endorsed candidate, and he is. He was endorsed by the former president, but he also lives in Greenwich, Connecticut, and he also is a businessman that is usually pretty clean-shaven, except when he's recording his campaign ads when he's driving his truck around, and then, you know, he grows out a little bit more of the grizzly facial hair to be a man's man, the man of the people kind of candidate, Brian. And then he throws on a campaign mailer that he's endorsed by the NRA, and then the NRA says, I don't know what you're talking about. We haven't endorsed any candidates in this race.
Yeah, and this it's not like the NRA has a lot of credibility at this point. So for them to go and come out and say, no, someone got it wrong here is really interesting. I also have to say, especially when you're talking about an empty guy in a suit and the desire to be an empty guy in a suit, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect because that's how the voters he's going for look at things. To be an empty guy in a suit means that the voters can go and take whatever they believe and whatever they think they get out of
project it on him. You project it. Exactly.
It doesn't matter. They already do it with Jesus. Why don't they do it with whoever their candidate is? So the less that Michaels can say that he specifically wants to do, we have a list of things that he wants to do, very non-specific stuff, and half of it is already being done by Governor Evers and blocked.
Platitudes.
Platitudes. But again, he just wants you to latch onto something that connects to you, and so you can project it on them so that you can feel like you're voting for yourself.
Right. And so this is what the mailer, I'm going to describe the mailer because the radio is an audio medium. Brian, I'm going to just read off kind of what the mailer says. So it's Michaels for governor, his picture of him with his campaign's logo, standing up for our gun rights. And there's a couple check marks and it says, expand Second Amendment rights, protect our kids in public schools. To me, those two points are kind of contrary because one of the biggest threats to our kids in public schools is people overusing their access to guns, but
yes.
That's the second point. The third point is defend your right to protect your family. And then underneath those three check marks, Brian, is endorsed by NRA-ILA. I don't know what the ILA is. I'm not quite sure.
It's referring to NRA's Institute for Legislative Action and the group Political Victory Fund.
The campaign arm of the NRA is what he was claiming he was endorsed by. And then a lobbyist that works on behalf of the NRA here in Wisconsin came out to this mailer being made public and said, well, the NRA hasn't endorsed and does not plan to endorse any candidates ahead of the August 9th primary election. So how do you think that made it on the mailer without like getting checked? We were endorsed. So they just made it up.
Here's a quote from Tim Michaels, which is amazing because it's amazing anybody got him on record saying anything. Honestly, he doesn't even bother showing up for the debates. I have received the highest rating that the NRA gives to a candidate. ... So it's some technicality between the NRA ILA and the NRA PFV. Michaels said, referring to the NRA's Institute for Legislative Action and the group's Political Victory Fund. It's something that probably 0.1% of gun owners understand, Michaels said. people are tired of this political gotcha game. People are tired of you know, oh, you were endorsed by the NRA PFV, but not the NRA. Nobody cares. I'm not going to let the lawyers run my campaign. We made a mistake. We're moving on. That's fine. Who cares? Here, you know what? H2O, H1O, it's all the same. It doesn't matter. Who cares about the details? That's why I'm running for governor.
Yeah.
I don't care about the details.
Dihydrogen monoxide. There we go, Brian. Bring
Great
that
job.
One back there.
Yeah, go dihydrogen monoxide.
Coming back for the piece, we got this is a quote from Scott Jones, the NRA Wisconsin state director. To be clear, Tim Michaels has not been endorsed by any branch, division, or section of the National Rifle Association for the 2022 Wisconsin primary election. In response to Michaels' comments then, after what he was
just
elaborating.
Just to be clear, but
well,
you know,
one-tenth of 1% that cares about this. He wasn't endorsed. He got a response saying that the NRA received his candidate questionnaire for, like, answers, and that was it. Like, that's what they took as the endorsement
another
process.
Case. Of someone seeing facts and going, but I feel that this is the real truth. And going, it doesn't matter. And then if you found out what the facts is, oh, the facts don't matter anyway because it's just a little tiny little point. Right?
Yeah. Facts don't matter.
It doesn't matter because as long as you feel it and project it on whoever it is, that's all that matters.
He feels endorsed by the NRA? Is that what you think?
Yeah.
He felt endorsed by the NRA.
And he's talked to people that have NRA membership, so
do you
he
think
feels
that,
endorsed by them.
Does that come with, like, the Russian vodka with it? Or how do you get the hint of Russian essence on the NRA's endorsement?
Oh, just any NRA endorsement at all.
Right.
Because they funneled money through the NRA to candidates.
They
so
were
they can control them that way.
To funnel money through an intermediate source, or whatever the Office Space quote is.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's absolutely one of those cases where, you know, He claimed that he was endorsed by him, but not the case. So Tim Michaels, who is this candidate? We don't really know. We're trying to figure that out. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke.
He's a dude who just wants to get more government contracts for his company. That's all.
It sounds like we're getting to the heart of the matter there, Brian. We'll be right back after a short break.
To conceal the source of money as by channeling it through an intermediary.
The NRA does care.